It will take lawmakers and community leaders time to comb through the governor's budget plan, but some had skimmed through summaries today. Alaska Municipal League Director Kathy Wasserman says at $60 million, the proposed municipal revenue sharing money is the same as the last budget, although originally the governor had proposed $75 million last year and the legislature cut it to $60. She says in 1986, revenue sharing was $141 million.
So we thought, 20 years later, inflation, whatever, we didn't think we were asking for anything illogical to ask for $75 million when it used to be $141 million when, 22 years ago, actually. And I realize oil has dropped again, but back then oil was much, much lower than it is now.
Democrat Beth Gertula says House Democrats are supportive of municipal revenue sharing, and she thinks there should be more after a decade of cuts.
That's a level that I think personally I'd like to see continue to go higher because the municipalities have continued to bear the bigger burden, when you look at the ratios. But that's something that getting into session, we'll have to see if we can swing support for that or not. But the Democratic caucus in the House has always been very supportive of seeing good, strong municipal revenue sharing.
Kertula says it's important to try to stimulate the economy, but still work towards saving money for the future. She thinks renewable energy will help do that by providing cheaper power to communities, which in turn helps promote economic growth. She says whether or not a 7% reduction in the budget makes sense depends on where the cuts are made. She says going through the detail when lawmakers get together again may reveal some savings in consolidation of services and overhead, but she feels strongly about no cuts to certain programs.
If you're talking the Office of Children's Services, if you're talking health and safety issues where there, some of those programs still have not received really the full increases they needed, then those are going to be the areas where I would be arguing against seeing any kind of a across-the-board cut.
Republican Representative Carl Gatto says a 7% cut is probably not enough because lawmakers tend to add more to the budget when they go through it. Gatto says he'd like to see the idea of consolidating all the savings accounts, using a percent of market value each year to run government, and protecting the bulk of it from spending, possibly raised again in the upcoming session. The plan was defeated last session by lawmakers who wanted to access the funds if necessary. But Gatto says he's concerned about the gap that will come in the future between oil revenue and possible income from gas.
So that we can continue to spend. Most of us are better at spending our own money than giving it to the government to spend. So my concern is that where is the guaranteed savings? And I don't see it.
Like Kertula, Gatto likes the idea of renewable energy, and he was happy to see $50 million in the budget for it. Gatto says he also thinks revenue sharing is a good way for local governments to make appropriate decisions about what their communities need rather than having it mandated from the state.